Medicaid expansion and the proposed amendment on abortion will have to wait in Kansas for at least a few weeks. The new coronavirus has forced state lawmakers into an early spring break, but not before they scrambled to approve a budget, which includes millions to help Kansas respond to the pandemic. Stephen Caranda of the Kansas News Service reviews the hectic week in the State House.
Monday started with significant disagreement on what lawmakers should be doing and how to proceed as COVID-19 cases in Kansas rose. House leaders wanted to approve a bare-bones budget, which would let them leave for an extended spring break, but still make sure state agencies would have certainty. One lawmaker even called for divine intervention.
Please be in an attitude of prayer.
House Democratic leader Tom Sawyer wanted to leave as soon as possible, calling the state house a big petri dish where the virus could potentially spread.
Please nudge our counterparts in the Senate. Please help them to work with a little more urgency.
But Senate leaders pushed to stay for at least a few more days to have a full debate. Republican Senate President Susan Weigel said they should not rush something like the budget.
The unknown always causes fear. However, let's not let fear cause us to make irrational decisions.
The Senate got their way. The whole week was eerie at the State House. Hundreds of lawmakers, staff, and lobbyists were there, but the building was closed to the general public. The usually noisy place was quiet enough to hear a single set of footsteps ring out. Outside of the Capitol, Democratic Governor Laura Kelly had closed all K-12 schools and banned gatherings of 50 people or more. Some counties shrunk that to 10. Lawmakers still met and crafted an almost $20 billion budget, including the basics needed to create stability for state agencies and education. They also added a $65 million infusion of cash to fight coronavirus in the coming months and additional money for services like local health departments and mental health. Some conservatives thought the spending plan was irresponsible, considering businesses were closing and global markets had plunged. Here's Republican Senator Rob Olson.
You think the tax revenue is going to come? Where's the money going to come from? I mean, is there a tree out on the back lawn here that I don't know about that grows $100 bills?
I have not seen our president say, we need to cut social services. In fact, I've seen the president put more money in the budget.
That's the Senate's top budget writer, Republican Carolyn McGinn.
We don't have fluff in this. More than anything, we took care of the social services that are going to be very much needed back in your home communities.
Democratic Senator Marcy Francisco said the situation shines a light on the state health department's outdated 60-year-old labs, one of many items that did not make the cut for the initial budget.
I'm sure that each of us has some issues we would still like to see addressed this session.
As they left, lawmakers like Republican Representative Blaine Finch were hoping they could continue working together in the face of the growing coronavirus pandemic.
We're not going to get through this as a House or a Senate, as Republicans or Democrats, conservatives or progressives. We're not going to get through this as a legislature or a governor. We're going to get through this as we have time and time and time again in this state, together as Kansans.
Lawmakers plan to be back at the end of April for their usual veto session, although they are allowing themselves flexibility to return earlier or later. When they do, they might need to provide more help for the state's coronavirus response. They'll also likely look to break the logjam on expanding Medicaid to 130,000 Kansans and getting that constitutional amendment on abortion rights to voters. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Stephen Caranda.
The Kansas News Service reports on health, the many factors that influence it, and their connection to public policy. Learn more at ksnewsservice.org.